Next. Just do what others have done. They've done it. They loved it. It's a win-win-win situation. They like Fisco. They like me. And they got their body shop person placed forever. Fisco Auto Body in Forest Home in Franklin. It's a family business owned since 1931. It's not what they do. It's who they are. They grow up doing this stuff. So by the time they're running the place doing it, it's a second nature. Whatever you ask them at Fisco, we take care of it. We can take care of it. You don't even know what it is. Yeah, but we can take care of it because we've done all this for so long so well. Fisco Auto Body on Forest Home in Franklin. Expert workmanship. You go there and then you come back as people. Homer, that place is great. That place is great. Better than you said. I got my auto body place. What's the name again? Fisco. 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 Just to remember the name.
You're listening to Homer and Tony on 94.5 ESPN and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Giannis, NBA Finals MVP. First player in NBA history to average 30 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists on 60% shooting in the NBA Finals. I don't give a damn what anybody says. If you watch preseason basketball, which I know Key doesn't watch preseason basketball, but I do, he added a jump shot to his game. He's making fadeaway jump shots. He's shooting the ball without even thinking about it when he comes to the three-point line. He's taking 3 seconds to shoot a free throw. There's no more bounce, 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 wait, bounce, 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 wait, 20 seconds at the free throw line. He's shooting the ball. If he adds a jump shot to his game, watch out. He will take the league over.
What is he? That's Jay Williams. What does he do? Listen to my tweet? Follow me on Twitter? I said if he makes that, and it's not the jump shot, it's the step back jump shot so that he can do it in the half court. Other than dunking like it in the playoffs, he can score 50.
And you both are wrong.
He can score 50 a game. He's not going to because he's going to improve that. But the regular season is just fiddling and diddling to him. They're just going to get ready to figure out what they have to do in the postseason. But we're both wrong. Why are we wrong?
You're both wrong because, first of all, he's already taken over the league. I mean, the guy, I mean, who's better than him? A couple of guys. When you're in the top five, you're taking over the league.
All right.
So
Kevin Durant's better.
Yeah, like I said, he's in the
but
top
you're
five.
Right, you're right. He's living he's in the best neighborhood. And he's got as big a house
correct.
As anyone.
Correct. Yeah, right. So he is already unbelievable. But my whole thing, back to early on when they were talking about him developing some kind of jump shot, when he was, again, dominating the league already, mm-hmm. he does it at the rim. That's where he dominates the rim. So my whole philosophy
and that's what changed, and that's the most important
well,
thing.
My thing is taking attempts away at the basket where he's going to shoot 70% to try to make a jump shot where he's going to shoot 40%. I don't want that. I don't want you taking five rim attacks.
So if he can't attack the rim, just kick it out
shots.
To somebody else.
I'm just saying. I don't want him taking jump shots over attacking the rim.
Okay.
But, I mean, how many shots are you going to take a game? I mean, if he's taking 25 shots a game, he's not going to now add 5 and take 30 shots a game. That's not how he plays, right? So now you're taking away 5 or 6 attacks at the rim to turn those into jump shots. I don't like it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Another basketball season is here, and we're ringing in the start with a whole week of excitement. It's Boucher Automotive Basketball Tip-Off Week right here on 94.5 ESPN. They have 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from. Boucher Automotive is where you'll find your next ride. Again, we got to add 35 pre-owned brands. 94.5 ESPN is where you'll find all the conversation information to get you ready for hoops. Keep it parked right here all week long as we keep you up to date on Milwaukee season with big-time analysis and big-name guests like Zora. It's Boucher Automotive Basketball Tip-Off Week right here on 94.5 ESPN. Here's the question. Can Giannis average more than 35 pre-owned brands? Can Giannis do a Boucher and average over 35 a game? Huh? What do you think?
No.
No. And why not?
He won't play that many minutes, and he's not that type of guy. He's just not going to do that on a consistent basis.
Distribution, Chris Middleton's got to get his, Drew Holiday's got to get his.
And more importantly, they don't have to get theirs, but he wants them to get theirs.
All right. So
they're better when they get theirs.
He'll get the 16 different new car brands, that Boucher, but he won't get the over 35 pre-owned brands, that Boucher. It'll be the 16 Boucher. He'll whoop that one easily. Man, Jay Williams, he's really loving some Giannis.
He is. I mean, what's not to love?
He had him second, though, in his MVP voting. He has Kevin Durant first.
Yeah.
It's hard to argue with when you say Kevin Durant's the best.
Yeah, that's the only question.
Good luck it's making that argument.
It's the only question I have about the Bucks this year. Who's guarding Durant in the playoffs? Because the guy who did it last year and did it so well, he'd be gone. So who's going to guard? That's the only question I have. That's the only thing that I don't have an answer to yet with the Bucks.
You thought P.J. Tucker guarded him well?
Yes, I did.
No. Mm-hmm.
You don't think he did?
Not really.
Okay, so they can replace B.J. Tucker.
Was Kevin Durant a non-factor?
Yeah, they lost.
I don't think so.
He was the reason that foot was 6 inches in.
Okay, yeah. Again, Homer, you know my theory on players at that level. You're not stopping them.
I know.
They're stopping themselves.
Right, so you just try to make it as difficult as you can.
And that's all you can do. P.J. Tucker with all his little tricks. He's not bothering Kevin Durant when you got his hand in his face. He's already got it lined up. It's over. I told you that before. People used to do that to me. Putting your hand right in your shot in your face, it does not affect me.
Okay.
Once I've got it locked, I'm already locked in. I've already located the rim. I already know how hard I have to shoot it. Everything's already done at that point. You're not affected. P.J. Tucker, certainly a good defender. He makes things tough before you catch the ball.
Yeah.
Certainly does that. But Kevin Durant's too big for P.J. Tucker. He's too small. He's just going to rise up.
So I shouldn't overrate the importance.
You should not. No. You should give him a lot of credit because he does play.
So you think they can find somebody else that can do it?
But someone certainly else can do that, yes.
All right. Next.
100%.